News in brief at Press TV. Saudi Arabia has carried out fresh airstrikes in northern Yemen as part of its onslaught against the impoverished Arab country. Saudi forces launched two air raids in the Sahar district of Sa'da province and the Hara district of Hajra province. Over 4,700 Yemenis have been killed since the start of the onslaught in late March. The Yemeni army, backed by Ansarullah fighters, has fired over a dozen missiles on a military base in the southwestern Saudi province of Jizan. Yemeni forces also targeted a Saudi army weapons depot with Grad rockets in the Zahran region of Asir province. Syrian troops backed by Lebanon's Hezbollah fighters have launched a massive offensive against terrorists in Zabadani, a border city in southwestern Syria. Forces have seized the Barada Road, which was used as a major supply line for militants. Dozens of militants, mostly al-Nusra Front, were killed in the clashes. Texas Senator Royce West says a female African-American activist found dead in a Texas jailhouse should not have been arrested in the first place. This came after the release of the video of the victim's arrest. 28-year-old Sandra Bland was detained after allegedly assaulting a police officer during a traffic stop. Kyrgyzstan's Prime Minister Mir Saryev has ordered the cancellation of a long-running cooperation treaty with the U.S. The order came after U.S. State Department decided to grant its human rights award to a Kyrgyz prisoner. Azimzan Askarov is serving life for his role in the murder of a Kyrgyz policeman. Suspected Boko Haram terrorists have attacked a village in northeastern Borno State, killing two people and setting dozens of homes on fire. Now, the attack was on Nigeria Army's chief's village. The assault was followed by a failed bomb attack at a military checkpoint in the area. Nearly 20 people have been killed in two car bomb blasts in Shia neighborhoods of the Iraqi capital. The deadliest blast occurred at a busy commercial street in eastern Jadida district. No group has claimed responsibility for the bombings, but ISIL terrorists are usually behind such terrorist attacks. Israel's attorney general has ordered a criminal investigation into excessive spending at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residences. The announcement comes after a watchdog said large sums of public funds were being spent at Netanyahu's official residence and private home.